Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and I. All things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Monday. It's August 1st, first of the month already. You can give us a call, 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody joining in, listening along. If you're part of the conversation, just hit one. We're also on YouTube Live. Appreciate everybody joining in for that. And let's see here, make sure everything's looking good on this end over here. I don't think that's right. Nah, man, I tell you. All right, so, yeah, we're here live on Blog Talk Radio. You can check them out at blogtalkradio.com. Appreciate everybody doing that for us. And let's see. Let's go check something out here in the news. There's not really much going on. There's a couple of little accidents that maybe we might have some videos and some pictures to share. So we'll check that out, and we'll put them on YouTube for you. So just hang tight just a second here. We're going to play some music, and we'll be back here in just a second. Appreciate y'all listening. Appreciate it. Thank you. Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and I. All things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Hey
ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. Ain't nothing in my mirror, just cloud dust and smoke. What do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, trucker's heart gets broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white ride.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. Appreciate everybody joining along. This Monday, August 1st, first of the month. You can call in 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody joining along. And you can be part of the conversation. Just hit one. We're also on YouTube Live. Appreciate everybody. We had a little technical difficulty, but we're back on now, and everything works out great. So go check us out. I think I might need to... I don't know. I hope the it's the same because it's not nothing to act during. So, but if you call in, if you can't hear me, let me know, messenger or something. Appreciate everybody doing that. Before I go any further, I want to thank one of our great sponsors, and that's DPF Regeneration. You can check them out at dpfregeneration.com. Those folks over there, they do all of the like particulate filters, or if you got any SCR units, EGR coolers. They also do charge air coolers and turbos. Great diesel information out there, and any size diesel engine too. You got the smaller pickup engines and straight trucks, but all the way up to the big trucks and farm equipment and all that. So diesel engine galore. So check them out, dpfregeneration.com, or you can give them a call at 800-634-3010. Appreciate all their support over there at DPF Regeneration, and they surely do support the American trucker and Redneck and I. So thank you to them. So I was just checking things out on the news, and really ain't much going on. They some of the top searches, just, you know, people checking out accidents, and it looks like there might be some videos. And, you know, when these videos happen, that's always a big term. You know, everybody check those out. But other than that, the only other thing was that there was a driver reported missing back on the 26th of July. Well, on Friday, they announced that they had found the driver, and he had passed away up there in Pennsylvania, near where he were picked up. So condolences to the family, and I hope everybody is getting through it okay. And that just happens. You know, we talked about it last week where more truckers pass away in their sleep, or they just have some kind of health issue or something while they're in the truck, and that happens. It happens way more often than we care to, you know, be okay with. It's one of those things where, you know, you might think a driver may pass a physical, but, you know, just because they pass a physical don't mean that they're in good health. So, you know, it's one of those things where bad things can happen and you never know. And so one of those things, this driver here, apparently it looks like he's pretty young. They didn't say how old he was, but according to the picture, it looked like he was, you know, no more than in his 40s. I mean, he had to be, you know, younger. So like I say, you never know. And you never know what, I mean, we don't even know, like, you know, they said he was found in his truck. So that's the only other thing that they said, other than, you know, how things happen. So yeah, that things happen. But other than that, you know, it's not too much going on. There's a lot of national things that were happening in the news for truck driving. And it's, you know, the protesters out there in California. Well, nobody's heard about them. Nobody cares. Nobody, they're not doing anything. They're just going to take it, you know, change what they're doing. You know, like I said, if you want to be part of it, part of the solution, then what you need to do is you need to stick it up. You know, you need to stick up for what you believe in and do what's best for you. And that's what everybody just needs to do, what's best for them. And if you're going to take it, if that's what you want, that's how things will happen. But, you know, if you truly believe that you're getting screwed over, well, then quit doing it. Just quit doing it. That's all you got to do. Because what happens is these, you know, I mean, I know I'm that boat. I'll tell you that. I'll be completely honest with all you folks out there. Okay? I was in that boat. I wanted to be an owner-operator. I loved truck driving, and I loved over-the-road truck driving. It was not, you know, it was one of those things where, yeah, it sucks sometimes, but you know what? it was a lot of fun, and it just felt great to be able to be in a truck that you own and you're in charge of, and you can modify it however you want to. You can work on it, you know, how you want to, and you control everything about that truck. And that's, and that was your job, was to keep up with that truck. And then you hauled the freight and you did, you know, the best of your ability, and you learned, you know, it was one of those things where I loved learning about the job. But when it came down to, like, you know, wanting to do it where you needed to, you know, be able to negotiate and maybe even haul the freight that you're not really used to hauling, and maybe even staying up late, making phone calls, and talking to certain people that you needed to completely, you know, just continuously talk to and communicate with, you know, I wasn't into it. It just wasn't me. So, I just decided, you know what, this is not for me. I'm gonna go ahead and sell my truck and, you know, look for a company job. And I did that. And now it's one of the best things I ever did, because it allows me to make the kind of money that I always wanted to be making. And it was just, and you know, the experience of me being an owner operator and learning that certain people shouldn't be doing it or can't do it, or just it's a whole other world out there. It just, I appreciate that I'm a company driver now, and that it's better to get things done this way. It's, you got to do what's best for you. So if you're out there trying to make it as an owner operator and you're just going to be flat out broke for the rest of your life, but you're going to refuse to go company because of the fact that you're just simply, you know, it's there comes a certain time where you just got to, you know, own up to your mistakes and own up to what you, you know, the decisions you got to make. Like I said, what's best for you, you know, and sometimes you got to suck it up, you know, there's a lot of great jobs for truck drivers out there, especially experienced drivers with good records. And that's the other thing too, is that there's a lot of people out there that can't do that. They have to be an owner operator because they can't go to work for a company, because for the simple fact that they, you know, have either work history, bad history with certain, you know, carriers or whatever. That happens. But that's the thing we have to get to. We have to understand that, you know, the choices we make end up being part of the decisions we're having to make later on. So we got to be careful with that. And I'm really, really thankful for where I'm at because of the decisions I made. And it's one of those things. You just got to own up to it sometimes. If you're not happy, you know, there's a way to make yourself happy, to get into the point. You know, there's, you know, we talk about it all the time. All of us here at Redneck and I, the folks that are the founders and directors, and then we have volunteers that constantly are participating with us and everything, and they'll tell you, you know, they do what's best for them, and they always do that. And it's like they have a goal, they chase that goal. Sometimes you got to make a little detour. Sometimes you got to make some changes, but it's always do what's best for you. And that's what we've always plugged here. Just like how a lot of people tell you don't get a lease purchase. Yeah, we'll tell you, yeah, lease purchase is not good, but you know what? Do what's best for you. Do what you think is best for you. All I can do is give the information, give you the information and tell you what I would do if knowing what I know now. That's what I would do, you know, and do all that. So that's one of the things you just have to look at, you know. I remember a friend of mine, I was getting into computers, and I actually went to one of those, you know, these big computer outlets that where they sell motherboards and sell processors and then sell the hard drives, you know, back in the mid-2000s there, you know, before 2010, those, you couldn't get that stuff anywhere. And even nowadays, it's like pointless to do that because everything is cheaper just to buy a whole computer. But back then, you know, all the computers were $1,500, $2,000, and you can go to the store and probably about $600, you can buy you a nice, the parts to build you a computer. So this guy, you know, he's a friend of mine, and he said, I want you to go to the store with me, and I'm going to go buy the stuff to build a computer. And I said, okay, that's great. And he went in, I want the best. Which one is the best? I want the best. Which one is the best? I want the best. Which one is the best? And all that. And I said, so then it got to the point where he was almost spending $2,000 on parts to build a computer. So then I asked him, I said, so what are you going to do with this computer? He goes, well, you know, just get online and stuff. I said, dude, don't even waste your money. Okay, don't even. I said, this stuff is for like programmers to go in there and build your own software and to actually, you know, do the gaming, like the hardcore all night long gaming. This, you're not going to do none of that, and you're just going to waste money because it's going to sit there and collect dust, and you're only going to use it for a little bit. You know, you're better off just buying you a computer, you know, from, and back that day, back then it was like, go buy Gateway. that was the computer back then. And he was like, you know what, you're right, because I don't know a lot about the computer, so why would I spend money on a computer when I don't really know everything about it? And that's like, that's it. So he ended up not buying it. And that was to me, that was good advice. I believe I gave him good advice. And I think that, you know, even though he did end up building a big computer, and he was like really paranoid about like security and the viruses and, you know, people coming in online to be able to hack his information and all that. So it was like, we went over there one time to his house and hanging out, and it was like really, really hard for him to get online. And most of all the websites that you wanted to go to, and I mean, I'm telling you, he had the security parameters up pretty high. And like, you'd go to YouTube and you'd be on YouTube, and every now and then it would come up, you know, rant, you know, security alert. And it was just because he had his parameters set so high because he was so paranoid about everything. So it was, you know, it's like, well, let's go to the company website. It wouldn't let you, he didn't even, his software wouldn't even allow him to go to the company we worked for's website. It's like, dude, you got everything set too high. You got to allow for certain things like the cookies and all that. He goes, I don't want none of that. And I said, well, it has to do that in order to upload everything from the website. You're going to have to do that. You know, and these days, everybody, you see that, you go to a website and it says, you know, you're okay with these cookies, because, you know, it's little programs that they put into your computer so that the website operates more efficiently. And it's not, you know, I mean, I wouldn't say that there's nobody watching you, but they're going to watch you. They're going to watch you no matter what. If you own a cell phone right now, they're watching you. You know, you're talking about that. But they're not watching you. They've got computers watching you, which means that, you know, it's those things. They don't care what you do day in, day out. It's just that, you know, they've, you know how they do it. It's all on the news and it's in the movies and everything like that. And I wouldn't say it's all true, but, you know, it's pretty close. So you never know. But yeah, it's one of those things where, but I think it's one of those things, do what's best for you, get some advice and make that decision off of that advice. Don't go spend a bunch of money. If you've got 10 people telling you not to do it, then maybe you shouldn't do it, you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, and sometimes all it takes is just one person to say, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. And then you might go through with it. So it's up to you. It's your decision. Just make sure that you know that you're going to have to live with that decision. And that's the thing. So that's how it goes. But yeah. So in the news, you know, there's been some accidents and stuff like that. And so there's some videos. We might check some of that stuff out and see how that goes. I was just checking out some sports, you know, football season's coming up. I'm a big football fan. So I was just checking out things like that, and there's not too much going on. I don't know if anybody knows, but if you follow football, Deshaun Watson was the quarterback for the Houston Texans. He got into a little like legal trouble, and they were kind of hiding it. You know, they weren't really trying to come out and open. Like ESPN wasn't even talking about it, and where he was being sued by a lot of women and everything for like misconduct or assault or whatever. And so they kind of kept it quiet, but they didn't play him, you know, but they still paid him. But then now they traded him to Cleveland. And, you know, you got, what's his name, Baker Mayfield up there, and he's doing pretty good. You know, he's making his commercials and playing football, and they made the playoffs, I think. You know, I can't remember exactly, like, what happened there, but they didn't go very far. But they, you know, they made the playoffs, which is rare, right, for Cleveland Browns to do that. But the other thing that happened was they, you know, like I said, they traded for Deshaun Watson. So Baker Mayfield said, you know what? I'm out of here. I'm not, you guys are bringing in other quarterbacks and you know, I don't know what your plan is. And maybe he knew more about what was going on there. And he said, you know what? Just get rid of me. I want out. So they traded him down to Carolina. Now you could have, I mean, there could be another side of the coin to where you could say that maybe they had a problem with Baker. Maybe he got into a little trouble and they just decided to get rid of him. But you know, why bring in another problem if that's the case? So I think Baker was a stand-up guy, and even though he's a Sooner, you know, He's probably a good stand-up guy, and he's like, you know, I'm not going to hang around if you're going to bring in people like that. So good luck to Baker Mayfield, and, you know, hey, best of luck to Sean Watson. I hope everything's all right with him, but sounds like to me he's got some, what is it called? Like, you know, some kind of delusional issues that how he treats women. So he needs to, you know, find him, maybe he needs to find a special person in his life to cure that kind of stuff. So yeah, I hope he's doing all right. But other than that, you know, football season should be starting up here pretty soon. So we'll be looking forward to doing something, talking about that a lot. I like football, and also like going to the movies. A lot of movies came out this summer that I really enjoyed, and I like talking about that too. I'm a big MCU nut. In fact, I was just talking with a friend of mine today, and they like it. They just didn't follow it very well, and they don't have Disney Plus. So I said, well, here, you know what? Use my Disney Plus. I'll let you sign in here, and you watch that, and get you on these TV shows. They're awesome. It's a lot of fun, you know, and it's just fun seeing the stuff that we read as kids, or even the cartoons. Like, it's animated, right? You know, it's cartoons. It's make believe. And then on the screen, when you watch now, the Captain America and Iron Man, it looks real. It looks so good. They did so good. And then even now the TV shows where they're coming out with, you know, supernatural stuff and, you know, different things from the space and all that. So it's just, it's really cool. And what we like, and I just want to make this announcement to anybody that's a big MCU fan like I am, I just like it when they bring everybody together. So if you can make TV shows and you can make movies, but if you don't bring them together in some form of fashion where you don't bring them all together, then it's kind of, you know, it's not, it loses its pizzazz. It loses its specialness. MCU became special because they were all part of the same world and they all came together. And that's what we want. We want them to come together and be part of, you know, a big epic story. That's what we want. And that was great. And anybody out there wanting to make movies, doesn't matter what movies you make. I think that Mission Impossible are great because it's the story, and that we want the story to continue, you know, and you know, you don't even have to end it with like this mission and this mission is over and that's it, the world's saved. You know, hey, you know, have it end on a cliffhanger. Have the movie, a 2-hour movie ending on a cliffhanger is awesome. It's just awesome. You can catch one bad guy, but there's still a one out there, you know, that kind of thing. And we all love that. And especially when you have an intention to bring that back, to bring it back, to continue the story, you know, everything like that is just great. You know, I don't know if anybody's out there is a movie buff like I am, but you remember back in the day they had The Last Starfighter? That was a great movie. It was one of the first movies that actually used computer-generated graphics, CGI. It was one of the first movies to do that. And you could tell. It looked like a video game when they were showing like the whole spaceship stuff and everything. But that was a great story, and I would really, really have loved that story to keep going. You know, it ended with the star of the movie coming to Earth. You know, he got swept away into space that nobody knew about, and he saved the universe and everything like that. But then he came back, and he came and got his girlfriend. They had always planned to spend their life together, but, you know, she didn't want to leave because she was taking care of her grandmother, but he wanted to leave, but he couldn't. He needed to go to college or get a better job or whatever. So they were wanting to leave, and he found this calling where he was really, really good at this, and he said, you know, come with me. And she didn't, and so at the end, she ended up going with him. And I was like, that would have just been awesome to have, you know, okay, they're together now. They're in space. Now what? You know, that would have been great. Great story. I don't know. Just maybe she became like some type of great leader in politics or in some type of community out there where there's all these other aliens that have no idea how to do things or live. Or maybe, you know, she went to do like a kind of like a, what do you call that? The Peace Corps kind of thing, where she went to other worlds and helped create civilizations or whatever. I just think it'd have been a great story just to keep it going, you know, but that's all gone now. Maybe they remake it. Maybe, I don't know, you know, that'd be great. But yeah, you know, just like trucking, just like convoy, I don't know, you know, we thought he died at the end. He comes back. He's alive. Okay, keep the story going. You know, what do you do now? You know, that happily ever after, we don't like that no more. Let's keep it going. That's what we do. And don't make it stupid, but, you know, hey, keep it going. You know, we love it when stories keep continuing on. That's what I love, and I guess more people out there would love it too, that you would see more and more of movies or TV shows, you know, especially TV shows. Look at NCIS, man. Look how long that's been going on. And, I mean, it's pretty much until we know for sure that Mark Harmon, you know, Jethro Gibbs, until he's actually dead, whether he passes away from old age or gets killed in a bombing, which he's been bombed several times and never died, but he's still shown to be as the credits in, but he's not in the show anymore, but he's still shown to be part of it. So, you know, maybe he'll come back, maybe not, I don't know. But it's one of those things where as long as the story keeps going, you know, we're going to keep watching. You know, Blue Bloods, same way. I love Blue Bloods. I don't know if anybody out there watches that, but it's a great story. Just like everything else, when you see just shows, you know, I didn't ever watch them when they were out, but I watched Breaking Bad and I watched Sons of Anarchy, and those ended. You know what I'm saying? We knew they ended because the star is gone, right? The main character is gone. You know, so I needed to start watching Mayans. I was watching a little bit of it, and it started getting good, and then I quit watching it. But, you know, it's just great stories. We love the stories, man. You know, especially truck driving, when you stop for the night, and you get shut down somewhere, and there's really nothing to do. You know, you can work on the truck, you can hang out and all that, but you just gotta kill time. You know, even Greg, our director here, the one everybody loves to listen to rant and rave on here, you know, he loves these shows too. He got into Breaking Bad, or not Breaking Bad, Walking Dead, and he loved that show. And when it started getting good, and he really, really loved it. And now it's just getting kind of corny, you know. And we saw that, you know, we knew it was coming because the comic book actually ended, you know, after all of this stuff that we've already seen on TV. Well, it's done. You know, the comic is over. He's done with the comic, and it turns out to be just that it was, it's kind of stopped, and it kind of just like, it was like a story that was being told, and, you know, so, you know, maybe they'll bring him back on the TV show. I don't know. I don't even know if the TV show is still on or not. I know that they're trying to create more stories, which is really cool too. You've got this world that you've created in The Walking Dead, and you've got this one star who made it great, and that's all fine and good, and he's done with it and everything. But what you did was you created the fear of The Walking Dead, which is great. Hey, create more. You know, do more. Just one other one I liked, I don't know why I'm getting all this rant, but about the stories, but it's great. Just like The Purge, I really liked the movie, and I loved the story, and they kept it going. The only thing I didn't like is they turned it into like a big fascist, like white supremacy thing. And I don't think that's how that would, you know. I can maybe talk a whole hour about why the Purge went in the wrong direction, and they could have went in the other direction. It might've pissed some people off, but you know, hey, it would have been more believable, but it's more like a socialist thing. You know, I mean, when the communism, you know, what's his name, Stalin, you know, he killed a bunch of people, and it wasn't because he was mean. I mean, yeah, he was mean, but it wasn't just because he was mean. It was because he knew that in order to keep a communist society going, you can't afford to pay for people that either can't or won't work. In a communist system, everybody has to be equally poor and working in order for it to work. And you can only have a very small few people that are, like, you know, in the hospital and all that. So he killed a bunch of people. One of the TV shows I watched that was on Amazon, I think it was on Amazon, it was The Man in the High Castle. And that was with what if history changed and Germany actually won World War II, and they actually nuked, you know, in the story, they sent a nuclear bomb to Washington, D.C., you know. And so Germany took over the East Coast, Japan took over the West Coast. And the Rocky Mountains in that area were kind of the like free zone where they couldn't, you know, and we're still in like the 50s, you know, the late 40s, early 50s. So, you know, the technology isn't capable of getting to, like, you know, spreading out and bringing everything. So they're all living in squalor over there, but they're free because the Germany and Japan can't control that area. But the truck driver, he was supposed to drive a truck. It was just a small straight truck, but he was taking some secrets to California from New York. And he was driving across the Midwest, and he got a flat tire, so he's changing it. The local sheriff pulls over and helps him. And he's like, you know, hey, man, I hate to do this to you, but I'm required to ask for your papers to make sure you're okay. And I was like, well, that was a different now. You got to have registration today anyway. But he asked for his papers, make sure he wasn't like an enemy or legit and all that. And then ash started falling from the sky. And we're like in the middle of Ohio or Indiana or somewhere, you know, and there's no mountains or big trees around or anything. And there's ash falling from the sky. And he's like, what is that? Is there a fire somewhere? He's like, no, it's just from the local hospital. He's like, what do you mean? He said, well, you know, anybody that's, you know, that's really, really sick or just really old, you know, they just have to, they put them in the incinerator, you know, so that they're not a drain on the system. And that's what communism is. And that's what socialism is that if you're a drain on the system, they have to just leave you be, you know, because it's not sustainable. Eventually you won't have enough people working to pay for all that. So in the purge, that's how the purge got created, because they're like, hey, what a great way to wipe out a large percentage. You know, and you saw in the first purge, the guy was homeless. And these rich kids were just going to go kill all the homeless people. What a great way to relieve the system. There's zero crime, they said, and zero poverty. Well, yeah, once you kill all the poor people, then there's no more poverty. And that's what socialism does. It, you know, we can end poverty by just killing off the poverty. That's what it is. That's the goal. So that's the way I thought the purge would have went, because the way it started, that's the way it started, is that, you know, they were after the homeless. You know, he was black. Now, I don't think the reason why he was a you know, that just threw a little coin in the fire to make it a more racial thing. But I just think it was more of like a homeless, you know. Luckily, the guy in the movie, he was former Army, so he knew how to fight back. And that was the thing, you know. And then the Purge 2 was really good. I mean, it was fine. You know, they took it as a political aspect and said, you know, hey, it's the poor black people that are getting taken advantage of. And that's true, you know, and everything. So they did. But, you know, then they started getting into, like, you know, every time you saw the people that were, like, in charge and supported the Purge and the politicians, you know, they were all old and white. And the one guy that was, like, the you know, the special forces guy, he had like white power tattooed on his neck and all that. And I was like, nah, that's just, you know, I mean, I don't understand that, but the regular people wouldn't allow that. You know, they wouldn't allow it. You know, I would say that it was more of a socialist thing than it would be a white supremacy thing, because the people, you know, you're talking about it being a free country. Well, the people, the regular people, you know, they're not going to stand for nothing like that. So yeah, it was fun. It was whatever, you know. The story kept going, and that was pretty cool. They even had a TV show, and that was really good. You know, the TV show actually didn't focus on a lot of the racial stuff. They focused on just it being people crazy. People are crazy. So yeah, you know, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. So that's how you do it. But, you know, things go on and new shows are coming out and old shows are getting canceled. I just saw today that the Netflix had done Cobra Kai from, you know, the old Karate Kid crew, and they did like three great seasons. They started on YouTube and then they were popular, so Netflix bought them. Well, now it just so happens that I guess they canceled it. They're not going to have a season four. So I say that they're probably shooting a season four and somebody else will buy them. You know, you can put them on Hulu, put them on, you know, whatever. I mean, I don't see a problem. People are going to watch it. You know, I don't see it being bad. Even if it gets kind of a little corny, you know, I don't know. It was a great show. It's great, great times. You know, every now and then you love it when you see, people fighting karate to rock and roll music. That's always fun. The guy, what's his name? Is Zach something or whatever? The guy, the actor that plays Johnny, he's Johnny Lawrence. You know, the actor who plays him, he's great. I mean, that's a great character. I love that character. Okay, And I love that, you know, the Daniel LaRusso turning into kind of a sleazeball used car salesman or whatever. It was great. You know, get back to that. I don't know. You know, and then it looks like they're going to be more into you know, what is it, silver or whatever, and it gets into more political or maybe even like a corporate greed kind of thing, because, you know, the popularity of the stuff. So, yeah, I mean, I don't keep the story going. We love it. And Cobra Kai shouldn't have got canceled. I don't know why they canceled it. You know, you saw how Netflix brought back a bunch of Marvel stuff, and it was successful. You know, that Jessica Jones, what was the other guy's name? Luke Cage. And then they had the Daredevil, all that stuff from Marvel. Well, now Disney bought it. They bought it. They said, hey, bring it back. And now they're going to have Daredevil as an MCU. And so that's going to be a big thing. And then bring back like Luke Cage and Jessica Jones and all that stuff. So, and that's the thing. Put them together. Bring them together. Do it all. And I think it's going to be great when they do that. You know, so keep the story going. That's the moral to the story is keep the story going. We love it. We love it that they do that. Hunger Games, one of my favorite books series that I read, keep the story going and everything's great. Love it all. It's awesome. So, yeah, let's see here. And that's the way it goes. So, yeah, we're just hanging out here. You know, I killed a little time talking about, you know, I don't know. What do you think about going down the road? I tell you, this is what I do. Sometimes I'll get in my mind, and I'll start thinking about one thing, and then I kind of like come to, and I kind of like say, why am I talking about this? Why am I thinking about this one subject when I wasn't thinking about it 30 minutes ago? I was thinking about something else, and it was like you start thinking about something, and then you progress and start thinking about something else. Then you progress and start thinking, and it just kind of reminds you of this, reminds you of that, and next thing you know, you're like, I was listening to the news. And now the news is over, and I had no idea what they said because, you know, your mind kind of wanders, you know. And that's the thing. Truck drivers, we focus on what's in front of us, and we try to listen to the news, and we kind of – something happens. Maybe we see a sign somewhere. Maybe we see a kind of car or a kind of truck and just reminds us of something, you know. Or we see, you know, an exit number or something. Anything can remind us of anything out there on the road. We see things all over the place. And we're just, you know, getting down the road, and it just reminds you, and you start thinking of things. So if you ever get a random phone call from a truck driver, it's because they saw something out there on the road that reminded them of you, and that's what it is. So yeah. So you guys hang tight. Like I said, go check us out, redneckandeyes.com. You can call in at 515-602-9731, and to be part of the conversation, just hit 1. We're also on YouTube Live. Appreciate everybody doing that for us. One of the great sponsors I like to thank is Trucker Tools. You can get their Trucker Tools app from your app store, or check them out at truckertools.com, and go check them out. So we're going to be back here in a second, take a little break, and we'll be back. Let's see. YouTube goes in like this. There you go. We'll see you in a second.
On a rainy night, see straight up ahead, slow me down, making no time. But I gotta keep rolling. Those windshield wipers slapping out of tempo, keeping perfect rhythm with the song on the radio. Yeah, I gotta keep rolling. Ooh, I'm driving my life away, looking for a better way.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
Hey, pretty baby, are you ready for me? Yes, you're good rockin' daddy down from Tennessee. I'm just that awesome about Santa's home with the radio blasting and the bird dog gone. There's a speed trap up ahead of Selma town. No local yokel gonna shut me down. Me and my boys got this rig around and we'll come about a mile from a guitar tab.
Hey everybody, this is Ed with Redneck and I's Radio. We're here live. We every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Unless we got something else going on, you know, I have to tell everybody every now and then, we're just regular truck drivers. We got regular jobs out here. So, you know, we do what we can and try to do the most we can. But this doesn't pay the bills. We're just doing this out of the goodness of our hearts. So, you know, we do what we can. And we're not we're not out here trying to get rich. Being on the radio, I tell you what, we sure as hell wouldn't be being on this radio show. But we're just trying to provide a good service out here for the truck drivers out there, trying to bring back that camaraderie of the brotherhood of trucking where we can help each other the best we can and just talk. You know, we've got to communicate to each other and express our feelings. A lot of times what we do on here is we just talk about, like, you know, the problems with the industry and about what, you know, what we can do to fix it. And a lot of it has to do with the truckers. You know, we got to tell the truckers, do better. I was talking about it last week. You know, we got to start saying something about these guys we see out there on the road, the bad mentality we get about what the truckers do and everything. And when you see truckers doing bad things, you're going to have to say something. You know, you're just going to, when you get out of on the fuel island and you're walking across there going inside and you see a guy get out of his truck wearing flip-flops and his pajamas and everything, just, you know, you just got to say something. And my thing is just like, just, hey, man, this ain't no beach. Go put some shoes on and just keep on walking. You know, they want to start up a conversation and tell you to go to hell. That's fine. They can do what they want. I don't care. I just got to say something. That's what I got to do. You got to tell them, you know, and they might not do it. They might do it, whatever. But, you know, we have to just say, hey, you know, quit acting like a fool. Quit doing stupid stuff. Quit dressing like you're a bum. You know, maybe do a little laundry every now and then. You know, keep some extra pairs of shoes on there, you know, whatever. Just, you know, lace them up. Keep them clean. That kind of thing. You know, back in the day, it used to be you put your boots on, you had some kind of laced up boots or, you know, steel toes, whatever. And you always wore long pants and it wasn't even jeans. Like jeans wasn't even a common thing. But, you know, nowadays jeans, it's like awesome, man. Jeans are cheap. They last a long time. You know, even if they get a little dirty, they still look good. But, I mean, just we got to start doing better. You know, wear clean shirts. You know, the one thing I always hated when a trucker wears a shirt that may be too big for them or too small, and then they've got, like, holes, you know, somewhere, and it's like, you know, they're wearing that, like, you know, in the restaurant, and it's like, man, I know that you wear that shirt when you're driving or something. I understand that because that's a shirt that you can get out and work in. You know, if you need to be working on the truck, best thing to do is work on a shirt that's already torn or got holes in it or whatever. But, man, when you come inside to sit down at a restaurant, you know, put something over it or change shirts. You know, I always did that. I always changed shirts. I always wanted to make sure that whenever I had to walk inside, especially into a building where there were civilians, where there were people that weren't truck drivers. You know, I always wanted them to see that, you know, hey, you know, so it's one of those things where we just got to start doing better. And we've all, you know, we've all been there where we've made the mistake of wearing the clothes too dirty or, you know, maybe in the middle of the night we were asleep and we had to go in and use the restroom or something, you know, and we put the sandals on or whatever, you know, I can understand that. You know, if I see a guy inside the truck stop with sandals, I'm not going to say nothing. But if I see him at the fuel island, I knew that he didn't, you know, he wasn't wearing shoes at all, or that's all the shoes he was wearing while he was driving. And that's crap. So, yeah. All right, we're got about 15 minutes left. Let's hit the line here and see what we got. Hey, what's going on, my friend?
Hey, we're still here.
Yeah.
And I just catching the tail end of it. Almost forgot. I've been busy all day. You know, about the dress code and everything out there. You know, anymore, Ed. I mean, yeah, I agree with you 100%. You know, you need to dress accordingly. I mean, you know, you need to dress professional, somewhat professional. You don't have to dress. And I remember the day, man, when a lot of the freight companies used to wear ties.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, and that's getting a little bit carried away. I remember when J.B. Hunt used to have all uniforms. Snyder had uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of them had uniforms, man, and they had to have them uniforms on before they got out. They looked like Buster Brown drivers when they got out. But, you know, right now, you know, these shippers and receivers and these stupid-ass freight brokers, they can give a shit less, I think, if you come in there naked, as long as you're hauling their shit for nothing. They don't care.
Right, right.
As long as they get their freight haul cheap, they don't care what you got on.
That's right. Yep.
It's sad, but true.
Right. Well,
Tiff caught a broker today.
Yeah?
Tiff caught a broker today, and I'm going to call their ass out. Landstar. She called about a Landstar load this morning. Now, the load didn't go, what, 300 miles?
64 miles.
164 miles. Okay, now listen to this. 164 miles what this load went. It was 164 miles was what the load went. It was 30,000 pounds. She asked me about it. I said, book it. Because it paid, what, $1,700. She had it on the board for $1,700. I said, book that damn thing. I'll take it. So she booked it. Tried to. She called him. You know what the guy told her? Oh, no. It don't pay $1,700. Best we can do is what, eight or nine. What? She said, what? You got it on the board 17. Oh, no, I didn't put it on there for 17. She said, somebody posted it on there for 1700. So what that tells me is, what that tells me is that's what they got to load to ship that load. That's what they got paid.
Probably,
$1,700 is probably what they got, or more to put, and then they cut it down almost half.
Yep.
And that's what they're offering, trying to get it hauled for. So what's happening to the rest of that money? They're putting it in their stinking pocket. That's what it is.
Yep.
And more times than not, that is what's happening out here.
Oh,
and he got busted, and she called him out on it, and he went, oh no. Well, all of a sudden that load, boom, it was gone. It disappeared off the board.
Yep.
All right? And she said, well, I said, you should have called, got a hold of Landstar. Well, I did. I called him and shoot him, you know, and I called him out on it. I said, no, you got the wrong one. You need to get a hold of somebody in Jacksonville and find out who that broker was or that agent. It was one of their agents.
Right.
I said, you need to get a hold of Jacksonville and notify them about what that agent did. Because if he had it on there for that and you tried to book it and he didn't take it, he should have been obligated to accept that. He put it on there for that. It's bait and switch. That's what they're doing.
Well, I mean, I don't even know if that's really the rule that Landstar has, that they're obligated, because it's, I mean, even when I was a Landstar driver, they did the same thing, you know.
Yeah, and that's horseshit.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. And what they do is they're enticing. What it is so you call for $1,700, and then, like, so if a Landstar driver called, what they'll say is they'll say, well, I can't do but nine. But I can put, you know, so much money on the fuel surcharge so that you'll get a higher percentage. And here's the other thing. Think about this. Say that that load did pay $1,700, and they only offered the Landstar driver, or like you. I mean, you're not under your own authority, so you're not even going to get 100% of that $900.
No.
Right. So
I lose 24% of that.
See?
Well, no.
And
20. Yeah, because we get 80, what is it, 82? 80, we get 82%.
Okay.
We lose 18% on a broker load if we dispatch ourselves, self-dispatch.
Yeah, see, so there you go. That 900, so now you're getting, now it's down less than half is what you get.
Yes.
You know. Yeah, totally agree.
So
I started the show, actually talking about how things go out here in the world, and of course, California, you know, we don't know anything about who's protesting and who's not protesting, and nobody's heard a word because guess what? They're just going to take it. They're going to do what they want.
Yeah, they're not going to do nothing. They're blowing it. It's just smoke and mirrors. Yeah. It's a dog and pony show. There ain't nobody going to do nothing.
So what I said was, is basically like every driver should just basically do what's best for you. Okay. Now, if you want to take it like, and just keep paying, getting paid and get screwed around, that if that's what you need to do to make your money and be happy, then go ahead and do it. Because what's happening is that a lot of people are just, they're taking it and they're complaining. Well, don't complain.
Yeah.
Because you don't just take it. And then, of course, I broke down and I told them about how where I went through my owner-operator time and I realized, you know what, I can't haggle and I'm not good at that negotiating. And really it's all about, you know, working on my truck and everything. So I decided to become a company driver, and it's the best decision I ever made. And that's the thing is, like, there's too many people out there willing to just take it. They're just willing to
take it.
And, of course, you know, and I said, it's
a bitch.
You can't do it. You know, you got to stand up. And that's what it is that there's not enough drivers standing up.
We have one today. We took a load for tomorrow. Man, Donnie's got to go to Pittsburgh in the morning and load the trade show load to take it to Detroit. Load it in the morning at 8 o'clock. We got to be in Pittsburgh. Load at 8 o'clock in the morning. Got to be in Detroit at
9 a.m.
At 9 a.m. on Wednesday morning. Okay? Mm-hmm. So I'm over there on Hilliday messing with the truck, and the broker calls me. Said, yeah, you're supposed to be hauling a load for us tomorrow. I'll tell you, it's XPO, logistics.
Yeah.
He said, you're supposed to be loading the load for us. I said, yeah. He said, can I verify your trailer, your truck number? Now, she already gave him all this stuff. Oh, okay. Anyhow, I gave him my truck number. He said, what's your trailer number? And I told him. He said, no, what time are you going to be empty? I said, I'm empty now. I said, I've been empty. I said, the load don't load till 8 o'clock in the morning, so what's the big deal? I mean, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The load don't load till 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. What is the big deal? It's 35 miles over to where I load. Oh, okay. Well, do you have any more questions about this load? I said, yeah. I said, why the hell is it so cheap? He got real quiet for a minute. I said, I know you're getting a hell of a lot more off of this damn trade show load than what you're offering us. I said, so why the hell is it so cheap? I said, is that company that desperate? I said, they got to take money off the driver and the other company. I said, just to haul your cheap-ass load. All I heard was click. He hung up on me.
He hung up on you.
Now, this is a broker that I'm supposed to be working for.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, if we're late, they want to find us $150.
Yeah, right. Well, no.
So I told her, I said, okay.
That's a little flunky that called you, and you know the reason why they call you, and I'll stick up for the broker on this. The reason why they called you is because of all the other idiot truck drivers that can't seem to manage their time well enough to get unloaded and over to the next pickup in time. There's tons of drivers that
you
can't do
it. No. It goes right back to what we've talked about before. You get what you pay for. If you don't pay nothing, you don't get nothing.
Well, and there you go. That's it. So that should be your response next time is like, you know, you should ask them. So do you get a lot of drivers that can't make their pickups on time? And the guy will probably, you know, you kind of just kind of go back and forth a little bit and get him to kind of relax, you know, and everything. And he'll say, yeah, we got a bunch of idiot truck drivers out there. And I said, well, maybe it's because you don't pay enough.
Well, they got right on the confirmation. They want real-time tracking within 30 minutes. 30-minute increments, they want to be able to track that load. Now, I don't know how they're going to track it. We ain't got no app on there. They're going to track it through the phone or something. I don't know. But I'm telling you right now, I'm waiting because I want one phone call. They're going to call me one time. And I'm going to tell them, you know what? This is your one phone call. I'm not answering this phone anymore. I don't give a damn. I don't need a babysitter out here. You want your freight out, I'll haul it.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to have you calling me a half a dozen times a day and asking me what my ETA is or where I'm at or whatever. You want to know where I'm at? Call the company. They don't know, and you don't need to know.
Yeah, and that's the thing of it is, though, is that every time you should be like a lawyer. Every time you have to answer the phone, you invoice the caller of the phone. You know, whoever called you gets an invoice for the time that you had to answer that. Because that takes away from the
time. Every time I answer this phone, it's going to be a $50 upcharge to you. You're going to get billed $50 for me answering the phone.
I was going to say $200 or $300, but yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Don't take spaghetti, Ned.
Hey.
Because my time is my time.
You know, we were just
I paid the phone
about...
bill. I got paid for the fuel in the truck. I got to pay the phone bill. I got to do everything else. You got nothing about you. No, this is my equipment.
Yep. I was just talking
you're
down
using
here.
This phone is worth something.
I was just having a conversation with a friend of mine down here talking about how, you know, us smaller people, the ones that don't have a lot of resources and like lawyers and money and all this stuff, we're just too good. We're too good of people because these big corporations, you know, they're like, you know, hey, can you help us out? And we jump to the chance. And then they're like, you know, we'll take care of you. And it's like if they mess up and they want to like, oh, we're sorry. Kind of like when this one online company, you know, didn't do what they say they were going to do. And they said, oh, we're sorry. You know, you just spent $200. We'll give you, you know, a $10 gift card or something. And it's like $10 gift card. Yeah, right. So and of course, it's a multi-million-dollar corporation and all that stuff like that. So I'm like, you know, every time that they really screw up and you have an opportunity to sue, you need to sue. And it's like, don't, you know, this whole system where it's like, oh, that's, you know, we want to do the right thing. No, and we're done. That's over with. You know, it's kind of like what Ben Shapiro said. You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. So yeah. Yep. But yeah, I think it's you know, just start invoicing them. Just start sending them an invoice. And then, you know, I don't know. I don't know. How do you do it? How does these corporations send you bull crap invoices that you shouldn't have to pay and you don't pay? Next thing you know, they sold that debt to another debt collector. And it's like how did they do that? You know, they finagle somebody, and it's like wait a minute, that money was never owed. They made that up, and now this other company paid money for this money that's not owed. It's like
well, that's just like all that nonsense that went on a few years ago about broker transparency. It didn't go anywhere. Them guys went down and raised all that hell and everything, and, oh, we won. Taylor even said, oh, we won. We're having the after party. Come on down. I see you didn't win nothing. They told you guys down there in D.C. exactly what you wanted to hear to get you to clear out, and that's what they did.
Yep.
Everybody cleared out. Oh, we won. You talked to a couple of that. No. After it was over, you got the hell out of there, you say, all right, the fool's out of here. Them idiots say where they're gone. All right, let's everything go. Why? Why? FMCSA wants to put all these rules, regulations on us. When in the hell are they going to start having some oversight on these brokers and stuff, these freight brokers? They're part of the trucking industry. They are part of the trucking industry, the transportation industry. They have no oversight on them. Why? Because there's too many of them out there. Every damn company out here, trucking company out here, has got a logistics company, and they're a broker.
Yep.
I seen one the other day. It said, this load must not be double brokered. Well, duh. They've been with rules forever and ever that you're not supposed to double broker anything. Nothing is supposed to be double brokered. But they do it double, triple. They don't give a damn. They just keep brokering it till somebody moves it.
Yep,
they give it to somebody. They can't move it. They brokered somebody else. They can't move it. It goes to somebody else. By that time, the money's down to where you can't make nothing on it. But everybody wants to be, you know, no. FMCSA needs to start. They want to do all this regulating. They need to start regulating these brokers. We were just talking about it here a little bit ago, just before I called in. Sitting here looking through Facebook, it is amazing at how many trucking companies come up now that's hiring drivers. Guaranteed $8,000 to $12,000 a week. You know, all this hype and bullshit. Where the hell's it at? You know, and it's all the same.
$12,000 team growth from $16,000.
Yeah, I mean it's nonsense. I mean, there's no way. You see all this mess on there, and then you call them, and it's just smoke and mirrors, man. It's just they'll tell you anything they want to tell you to get you over there, and then it's not what it is.
Yep.
But they get away with it.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, so it's like, hell with them, you know.
Yeah,
this is like this company I'm with right now, Bennett. You know, Bennett and Ace Dorn. You know, they're the biggest bunch of idiots that there ever was, too, because they ain't no better than anybody else.
Yep.
You know, and they're bragging We had a call in every month. We have a call in. You know, one day you had to call in, and they was on there. They pissed me off so bad. They're on there bragging about all. We had our best quarter this year. Yeah, well, the drivers didn't. The drivers is on there bitching about their money and the cheap rates and everything and the brokers, and they're bragging about how much money they made this quarter. All right, and then they turn around and they want you to, well, if you do all these safety calls and everything at the end of the year, it's good for $3,000. We'll give you $3,000. We love to give money away. That's what they said a half a dozen times. We love to give money away. Well, then give me some. Instead of putting your name on the side of a big fucking tour bus that don't even work for you, you're going to take my money that I helped you make, and you're going to advertise on the side of a big tour bus.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I'm not saying no more, because everybody will see it. And if it gets out, they'll know who I'm talking about. And, hey, if the truth hurts, so be it. But it is what it is. It's a fact. It don't work for Bennett that I know of. In fact, I know not, but Bennett goes and they can take our money that we're helping them make, the drivers, not me, but all the drivers, and they can sponsor a car, a NASCAR, and put a whole hood on a car, Bennett Transportation, and Ace is going to be sponsoring one. Two companies, or the same sister company, is going to be sponsoring one, and then they do that with that bus.
Yep.
And then I'm supposed to be happy about this. Go F yourself, buddy. I'm out of here. And I told Tim, I said, I'm looking. I ain't never quit looking, and I'm not going to stop. What Kamala say? They're not going to stop. They shouldn't stop. We won't stop.
Yep, that's it. Yep.
Screw them. You know, that tells you what they think of their drivers. They don't give a damn about you. All they care about is they're over it. You know, their bottom line.
That's it.
And that's every company. That's not just this one. It's all of them.
That's it.
So that's it. That's my rant for today.
Well, I mean,
I'm done.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. They care. They only care about their bottom line, and then that means we should only care about our bottom line. That's all. You can't, you know, this whole loyalty thing, you know, that's what they do. They sweet talk you. They say, you know, hey, you know, don't you want to support us, and don't you feel good helping out and all that like that? And goes, no, stop that. You know, it's all nothing personal, just business.
If, don't do nothing for me. If it ain't putting money in my pocket, I'm not in it to win it.
There you go.
That being said, it's getting about time. You got to get to work. It's after. I'm going to be back like Mark or then. That's it. I'm done.
That's it. Here we go right here.
It's job and chubby.
That's it right there. How you like that? it's awesome. So, this is the way we're going to end it right here. So check it out. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can check us out at redneckandeyes.com. There you go right there. Like I said, every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. 515-602-9731 is the phone number. Check us out, redneckandeyes.com. You can find links to all of our great sponsors. One of our sponsors I'd like to make sure I mention, and that's Load to Ride Transportation. You can check them out at ltrtransportation.com. Great little trucking outfit out of Denver, Colorado. They're drop dead busy, and it's mostly company drivers over there. I don't think they have any owner operators. It's all company drivers, and we know quite a few of them that are pretty happy over there. So, you know, like as we were talking about, do what's best for you, and maybe LTR, Load to Ride Transportation, maybe that's what's best for you. So go check them out, ltrtransportation.com, or you can give them a call at 720-277-0030, and that's LTRtransportation.com, Load to Ride Transportation. So until next time, you guys got to check it out. Like I said, redneckandeyes.com. And we got links to all of our social media accounts. One of the things I'd like everybody to do is go subscribe to our YouTube channel. We appreciate everybody doing that. It's been one of the great things that we've been doing here. So go check them out. And that's about it. So until next time, you guys stay safe, stay successful, keep between the ditches, and we'll see you out there on the road.
Lord thinks he's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my top, and that sucker, he's gonna pay. Lord, I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Take this job and shove it.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and I's was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandI's.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a Redneck and I's.